Jim Sims was elected to the Bloomington City Council last night by the Monroe County Democratic Caucus. Sims is taking over the City Council at large seat formerly held by Tim Mayer. Mayer announced his departure from City Council, a position he held for 19 years, on July 31st.
First of all, I've served with Tim the last several years on the Utility Service Board, and I think I was shocked, or surprised, I guess is a better word, when we all found out that he had decided to resign. I just thought there was an opportunity to put myself in a position to maybe be of more service to the community, add some diversity to city government, and just do what I can to help. I think over the years, last 20 years or so, I've served on numerous city, county, church, Indiana University, MCCSC committees and school boards, and I think all of that work and those relationships that we've built prepared me to move to the next step of serving on the council.
Sims is the second African-American to serve on the Bloomington City Council since Paul Swain's tenure in 1991.
My perspective, I think, is like the rest of the council members, and that is to represent our constituents and the community. But what I do think, in particularly Democrats, with our progressive approach, the way we view social justice, you know, and civil rights, I think what it will do is just let others know, I think, throughout the community, those that may be a little bit hesitant, understand that the Democratic Party in particularly, and I hope myself is included, that we are now more inclusive, more inviting, more open to community input. We just want to invite more people under the tent.
Sims says he's excited to work with City Council members and hopes his appointment will help community members get involved.
There's a lot going on in the city, from the homelessness issue, from some affordable housing, living wages, our comprehensive growth plan. What are we going to do with repurposing the old hospital facility downtown when it is vacated? Infrastructure issues. Though I would hope that the community feels as comfortable or even more comfortable in giving their input to the city council members and those representatives so that we can do the best job in making the best decision we can for all involved.
The next City Council meeting takes place tomorrow night at 6:30 in the Showers Building.